Plans are afoot for a mass cull of the Czech Republic's wild boar population. Mild winters are causing the animals to breed all year round, sparking a rise in numbers and a related increase in damage to agricultural land and incidents of boars wandering onto roads. Ian Willoughby reports.
The Czech Ministry of Agriculture is preparing legislation allowing for the hunting of wild boar of all ages and genders throughout the year, rather than from the start of August to the end of December, as at present. The reason for the move is that the country's wild boar population has swelled due to the mild winters of recent years. They have led the animals to breed all through the year, not just from November to January. František Marianek from the Regional Agricultural Chamber in the Ostrava region, North Moravia, recalls a time when there were far fewer of the beasts.
In my youth, if a wild boar appeared, it was a big deal, something unique, but now meeting them is common. In fact, just 2 weeks ago I was driving to Brno and near Vyškov, four or five of them appeared on the road.
This has become an increasingly common occurrence. There was a four-car collision on the country's main motorway, the D1, last month, after a group of four boars wandered into the middle of it, giving new meaning to the term roadhog. It's also been reported that wild boars cause around 3 billion crowns in damage to crops in the Czech Republic every year. František Marianek, who's a court expert in the agricultural field, says accurately assessing the cost is extremely difficult, if not impossible. However, he's all too familiar with the damage the animals cause.
They eat corn and potatoes in fields. They also damage crops when they are hunting mice and looking for food. Wild boars aren't just a problem for hunters, but also for farmers and forestry workers. All of them need to play a role in reducing their numbers. Hunters can't do it all on their own. The farmers and forestry workers also need to take action.
Though he regards the growing boar population as problematic, Mr. Marianek is not in favour of the proposal to allow hunters to shoot them all year round, regardless of age or gender.
Listen, young boars should be liquidated first and foremost. That means liquidating piglets and one-year-olds, at most two-year-olds. But if we want to maintain a population, we need to keep a balance of males and females of similar ages.
The future of the Czech boar population should be clearer soon. The Ministry of Agriculture bill allowing for a cull is due to be discussed by the Cabinet before the end of the year.